Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, August 1st. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Expectations, and our scripture reading comes from the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 24, which says, "Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it." During my recent recovery and isolation at home from the COVID-19 virus, I had the opportunity to watch the track and field world championships on television. The 10-day event, which happens every 2 years, was being held for the first time in the United States and was held at the iconic Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. Since most of my youth and early adult life was spent coaching and competing in track and field, I was excited 2 years ago when I learned that the championships were going to be in the United States. My summer vacation plans had been to travel to Eugene and attend several days of the championships. But when COVID continued its surges, I canceled my plans to get tickets and make travel arrangements. I was disappointed until I started watching the championships on TV and had a front row seat to a showcase of the best the world has to offer in the sport of track and field. There were so many exciting moments of world records broken, and other heart-wrenching moments of disappointment for expectations not achieved. There were also moments that tugged at my emotions, such as when I watched athletes from Ukraine competing. Most of the Ukrainian athletes were women, as the men were held back in Ukraine to continue fighting the war with Russia. Every athlete that qualifies to compete in the World Championships comes into the competition with high expectations of winning a medal. Some athletes exceed even their own expectations, and others fall short of their expectations when a fall, a stumble, a false start, or even a slight bobble of a relay handoff leaves them disappointed or out of the competition. The term athlete is an ancient Greek word which means one who competes for a prize. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he is writing about a competition, which was known as the Isthmian Games, held near Corinth. Those that competed in the Isthmian Games were similar to any athletes in that they had trained and sacrificed in preparation for the games. Paul uses the metaphor of competing for a prize to tell of his high expectations of Christians. Not necessarily that every Christian will cross the finish line first, but Paul does have an expectation that Christians will live and sacrifice for the prize of God's constant and eternal presence in our lives despite challenges and disappointments. Even in the midst of our daily challenges, disappointments, and struggles, may we hold tightly to the expectation and the truth that God is with us in the midst of all things. May it be so for each of us. Amen.